it came as quite a surprise, I guess, to everybody, and that's just the way it is. You know, the letter that we sent to her and inviting her down for a governor's day off is probably not going to happen, but that's okay. You know, I really wonder whether it's a good thing or a bad thing if she's intending on going into higher elements. You know, it's hard to say, but there'll be all that usual speculation, and everybody will run down the line as to what she's going to do, and nobody will actually know. And
my opinion of Governor Palin has not changed, and so I don't think her resignation really surprised me. She seems to me to be a born-again teenager, and things weren't going her way. She couldn't get along with the legislature. She didn't have any ideas for the state, how to get us out of our fix. And as I understand it, she's been offered a lot of money to write a book. There's been talk about being on some kind of a TV talk show. So I think she just decided she wasn't up to the job and quit.
I think Sarah Palin is using her ambition to get herself into a different position of power, because I don't think she really cares about anyone but herself and motivating her own ambitions.
No, what is it that Sarah Palin is doing that's she feels she can do better outside of the office of governor versus being a governor? I think that she should stay there where she has the horsepower to get things done. I'm sorry to see her go.
I think it's actually, it was definitely surprised me, and I think Alaska lost a good governor, and hopefully she determines what she's going to do, but I kind of understand her reasonings behind it, but you know, hopefully she'll look at running for another office, and we'll have to, time will tell on what that might be. So, but other than that, it's I'm sure Alaska will miss her, so hopefully she'll determine maybe in the future running again.
Anyway, I was very surprised that the governor resigned, but she has never really been a good friend of Southeast, so hopefully we can upgrade.
Like everybody, I was just absolutely shocked that Sarah Palin stepped down there, and I haven't heard all the reaction to it from other people, but I know I was just absolutely amazed that someone right in the middle of their term would pull the plug like that, and she must have her reasons, but I was just amazed. I couldn't hardly believe it, and maybe she's just tired of all the media attention, or maybe there's other things going on. Who knows? But anyway, that was about it. But I think I'm just amazed like everybody else. So
I heard her resignation press conference, and I'm not sure what she was saying. You know, she was saying, I can do more for the state and the country if I'm not in the governor's seat and spending state money or the people's money. Well, you know, that's fine. And a lame duck governor and every president that we've ever had in these United States is a lame duck sooner or later. So that aside, I don't know. I don't think Southeastern will suffer at all. Matter of fact, we may come out of this a little bit better. And I don't know that, but all I'm saying is she didn't do much for Southeastern. And what she's going to do, my guess is she's either going to go down and support a lot of Republican candidates for various offices, maybe try and pull the pretty much torn apart Republican Party back together again, or go to work for Fox Network. And I'm serious about that one. I think she has in mind that she could put on some type of a TV show or a radio show, and she's a sharp lady, so I think anything she really wants to do, but she's not going to, she'll never stick with the norm, and that's okay.